exemption for the CIA. Appearing in Panama, Bush stood by that effort. He says the administration has to defend the American people while the terrorist enemy, quote, lurks and plots and plans. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court is again taking up the issue of wartime powers of the government. The justices have agreed to hear a challenge to the Bush administration's military tribunals for foreign militant suspects. The justices will decide if Osama bin Laden's driver can be tried for war crimes before military officers at the camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Guantanamo Bay has become a big target for criticism of America overseas and by civil libertarians. In 2004, justices took the first round of cases stemming from the government's war on militants. Retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote in one case, Bush does not get a blank check during times of war. George Bush says a free trade deal with Panama is close, but he's acknowledging it may be a hard sell in Congress. On a visit to Panama City, the president noted the Central American free trade deal passed the House by only 2 votes. He criticized Democrats. Bush spoke at a joint news conference with Panama's president, Martin Torrijos, on the final stop of the Bush Latin American tour. Bush also went to a U.S. military cemetery to lay a wreath and visited the Panama Canal. In a complex on the Pacific end of the waterway, Bush watched cargo ships being pulled through the canal. Torrijos is promoting a $10 billion plan for widening the Panama Canal, and Bush told reporters he thinks that is a wide idea. An unscheduled vacation for students in South Florida is over. Public schools in Broward and Palm Beach counties reopened today for the first time since Hurricane Wilma. The Broward school superintendent says schools are back on track. And officials found another body in a pond in southwest Indiana where a tornado is now blamed for 22 deaths. Officials have not released any details about the latest victim. Several people are still missing. The tornado ripped through a mobile home camp at about 2 a.m. Sunday morning. The tornado, the deadliest to hit Indiana since 1974, and it struck a horse racing track in Kentucky. This is Air America Radio News.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, telling you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Any activity we conduct is within the law. We do not torture.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Strange day. Strange day. Do you think the days are getting stranger? Do you think what we are dealing with is getting more bizarre and more bizarre? Bush claims the United States doesn't torture. We'll talk about mass torture a little bit later this evening. White phosphorus, the new napalm that we used on civilian populations in Fallujah. Of course, the Bush crime family, pre-Iraq war, weapons of mass destruction, lies and deceits, the entire house of cards is falling down. What was this I read about? Somebody escaped death row? Supreme Court takes up military tribunals. Preparation for another Diebold election. Tomorrow's election day, you know. Riots, these riots in Paris that have now apparently started to expand to Germany and where else was it, Kathy? Where else? Belgium? Astonishing. The tornadoes that slammed into, or tornado, I guess it was one huge killer tornado in Evansville, Indiana. Pirate attacks? Pirates? Pete Rose, crime family now. Can you believe the kid? And churches that preach the peaceful teachings of Jesus are now being threatened by Bush's IRS thugs. It's just astonishing. All we need are some hobbits and some talking trees, and we've got ourselves an Oscar-winning program. White phosphorus and Diebold machines. The crimes just refuse to stop. Torture, the word of the day, the word of the week, apparently is going to be torture. I hate to fall into the dubious distinction class, but we have been mentioning the use of torture by the United States military and the United States government, officially sanctioned policy of U.S. government. Matter of fact, that was one of the focuses in the talk that I participated in at the University of Georgia on Saturday, and thanks to the people who invited me. I do appreciate it. The Stonewall Democrats on campus at University of Georgia. Small crowd, small group of people showed up, but it was a delightful fall afternoon, and we talked about torture. Torture. We've been talking about this for weeks, if not months. The Dubious Distinction Award goes to the Malloy program for talking about torture before anyone else cared to give a damn. Used to get emails from right-wingers. Oh, you're out of your mind. What are you talking about? I had a thought today. The strict constructionists on the court, isn't the new guy, not Alito, he's not the new guy. John Roberts, isn't he a strict constructionist? The guy from Georgia, Clarence, Uncle Clarence, isn't he? How about Fat Tony, Scalia, isn't he? They are strict constructionists. Now, they agreed to take a case today. We'll find out how strict they are. We'll find out how deeply they really do believe in original intent. Because the case they took today, agreed to hear, and a decision won't be written for months, but it has to do with Osama bin Laden's driver, his chauffeur, you know, busted as a terrorist. He's been held in where, Kathy, in Guantanamo? He's been held somewhere, I guess Guantanamo. And his attorneys finally got the Supreme Court agree to hear the case, whether or not this man could be taken before a military tribunal. Okay. So we have strict constructionists on the court, eh? Do you think these strict constructionists, led by Fat Tony Scalia, are going to rule that according to the original intent of the United States Constitution, no, a president does not have the constitutional authority to sanction war and torture on his own? Or with the machinations of his degenerate Secretary of Defense, which I don't think they had when the Constitution was put together, or his equally degenerate Vice President? So let's see, when the ruling comes down, just how strict these so-called constructionists are. Or will they legislate from the bench? You think? Now, again, it's going to take months. We all may be dead by then. The United States of America may go up in flames like France is by then. But if we're not, and if it hasn't, let's remember to see how the strict constructionists on the United States Supreme Court rule, where it concerns the right of an out-of-control madman who has stolen two presidential elections, whether or not he has a constitutional right, either derived from the original Constitution or from subsequent amendments, to order torture and wage war, all by himself. We'll see, won't we? The riots in France? Good God, this... I'm beginning to wonder if the French government is going to be able to get a handle on this. Now, what are the riots about? I wonder what the right-wingers are saying. I guess Islamic fundamentalists who have taken their attitudes and their death and destruction into France. And trust me, Germany's next. Is that what it's about? Or are the riots about poverty and the lack of social services and no education and being ghettoized and... you know, that list that we're rather familiar with here in the United States, where people can only take so much. Whether it doesn't make a difference if they're Jews, Muslims, Christians. I mean, even the Warsaw Ghetto erupted. So what do you suppose the cause really is?
I think it's a CIA plot because the Bush administration has been looking for a reason to attack France.
Good God, I hope you're wrong. Torture! Torture, 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 torture. We do not torture. Came right out of George's mouth. We do not torture. George Bush says so. Now, is he using the pronoun to refer to himself and Laura? I guess they don't torture. Well, who's this we? Is this man totally insane, or does he just think that we are? All of the images that have been out there, people, at least one person, Lindy, what's her name? Lindy, Private Lindy England, has been sentenced to jail for what? I think it's torture. A general has been cashiered because of torture. There's torture, evidence of torture all over the place. It goes on, just reams, miles, photographs, pictures, first-person accounts, audio recordings, torture, torture from U.S. soldiers, from human rights groups, from the enemy. Torture, torture. And Bush says, no, we don't torture. And we also hire people who do torture. What's that called when you send them to a different country? Rendition? When two people conspire to rob a bank, and let's say it's you and me, and I go into the bank and rob the bank, and in the process kill three people, and I run out and you're behind the wheel of the car, you got the getaway car, and I jump in the car and off we go, and we're caught. Do you think you're not going to be charged with capital murder also? Wow. This is George W. Bush's administration. How do you feel? Hey, you right-wingers, how do you feel, huh? How do you feel? Here is a group that came to power, destroyed everything they touched, ruined the economy, ruined the U.S. military, ruined everything. How do you right-wingers feel? You like this? Do you?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Investigate every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
Now, disassemble is when you cover a human body with burning phosphorus, George, and the flesh melts down to the bone. And if a phosphorus keeps burning, the bone melts down, too. It just, the whole thing disappears. We'll get to that in a second. I got an email from Karen in Montana, and I got this over the weekend. She said, Mike, I'm listening to your Friday night show on KKNS 105.9 in Missoula, Montana. Just heard the piece about Walmart. I work for Walmart, and I must say that your interviewee isn't as well informed as he should or as he would like us all to think. I make more at Walmart than I could hope to at any similar store in the area. I do have insurance with a $350 deductible, which costs me about $60 a month. People cannot, quote, afford, end quote, insurance for many reasons, including paying for new vehicles, addictions, and so on. It's not all in the backs of the employer, regardless of what your source says. I am concerned about what the union's real interest in this is. In many areas, Walmart is a good place to work, and it puzzles me why anyone would want to prevent any person from a job right now when so many things in our society are so uncertain. Surely this isn't about the poor workers. This is just one more example of the powerful taking yet another pound of flesh from those who can ill afford even an ounce. I know people who come into the store and tell me what an unfair place it is to work. They are surprised then to learn that I have insurance and so on. Obviously, they are yet another example of hysteria taking the place of facts. May God help us. I love your show and listen to all Air America offerings as much as possible. I am grateful for all the news and information and the presentation of facts that suggests there is a small possibility that we will not soon suffer a total fascist regime. Thanks, Karen, and her last name. I can't figure out your email, Karen, for the life of me. I know who you're referring to, our union rep who was on, was that Friday, Kathy? Yeah, it was on Friday. The only thing I can suggest, Karen, is that you check out the movie that we were talking about. And if you are content working at Walmart, doing what you're doing, then, far be it from me or anyone else to get in your face and tell you that there's something wrong with you. If you're content with that, then so be it. As far as just one thing you said in your email, people cannot afford insurance for many reasons, including paying for new vehicles, addictions, and so on. It's kind of an odd thought. I'm sure you have heard now that the Bush crime family has borrowed more money from foreign nations than the previous 42 presidents combined. That means all. Every president from the beginning up until Bill Clinton. George Bush has put this nation in debt to a greater degree than 42 preceding presidents. I can't get my mind around that one. I just can't. I can't. Through the first 224 years of American history, 42 U.S. presidents borrowed a combined $1.01 trillion from foreign governments and financial institutions, according to the Treasury Department. In the past 4 years alone, just the past 4 years, the Bush administration has borrowed a staggering $1.05 trillion. Where is it gone? Does anybody know where it's gone? You know where it's gone. It's going into the pockets of the wealthy directly. The tax cuts, remember? Going to cost hundreds of billions, trillions, remember that? John Tanner, who's a representative, Democrat from Tennessee, and a leader of the Blue Dog Coalition, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, said, "The seriousness of this rapid and increasing financial vulnerability of our country can hardly be overstated. The financial mismanagement of our country by the Bush administration should be of concern to all Americans, regardless of political persuasion." Tanner added, "No American political leadership has ever willfully and deliberately mortgaged our country to foreign interests in the manner we have witnessed over the past 4 years. If this recklessness is not stopped," Representative Tanner said, "I truly believe our economic freedom as American citizens is in great jeopardy. Well, yeah, is that, end quote. And is that not treason? Is there, what was the sign at the recent demonstration in Washington? Will somebody please give Bush a blank, blank, like, you know, Monica did for Bill, so we can impeach him? Is that the only way to remove this man, other than with the ballot box? And even that is iffy. Is that it? What does he have to do? You know, he went to this economic summit in South America and left before sitting down and talking with any of the world leaders or hemispheric leaders who had gathered there to talk economics. He just walked out, got on the plane, went to a fundraiser. Well, he went to Panama, and then he went to a fundraiser tonight in Virginia. This dumb son of a bitch goes to... Why did we pay the gas to get in there?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estervan. Estervan is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estervan now.
Hot flashes. It's just your body telling you it's time for Estervan. Use as directed.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
The law signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
Oh, God. Weapons of mass production. Writer from Indianapolis says that Walmart employee's email sounds like the arguments the company is using to counter the truth being told about Walmart. At Walmart.com, in fact, one can find the pro-company propaganda. Compare the two. It may not be precisely the same language, but close enough. Yeah, I would assume. But again, it's not my place to scream at somebody who is content in what they're doing. Jesus. The biggest joke of the week, it occurred, I think, over the weekend. Bush has decided to send his staff to ethics school. Yeah. CNN reported that Bush is requiring his executive office staff, his EOS, I believe they call it, or EOP, Executive Office of the President, all of them to attend refresher courses on ethics. That's according to a White House memo. The memo says the president has made clear his expectation that each member of his executive office of the president's staff adhere to the spirit as well as the letter of all rules governing ethical conduct for EOP staff. He goes on to say that staff members with security clearances will attend mandatory sessions this week, and those without security clearances will attend mandatory sessions next week. And the memo went to all EOP staff, which numbers 3,000? 3,000? This is Bush's executive office of the president's staff, 3,000 people? What a scam. Oh, my God. $1 trillion in hock. This. Thuggish, amateurish, except when it comes to thievery, punk, and a staff of 3,000? 3,000? Prince Charles and his horse or his wife don't have that much staff? Well, don't send me an email now. She looks like a... Oh, never mind. I couldn't care less. So does he. If these two ever would have bred, they would have had ponies. You know it as well as I do, so forget about it. Tomorrow's election day, all over the country, right? And isn't it interesting that it's been about 2 weeks since the Nonpartisan Government Accounting Office, or as the Republicans renamed it, the Government Accountability Office, they released their report. It was 100-plus pages confirming what a lot of people on the progressive Democratic left have been screaming about for, what, 2 years now, 3 years? The GAO reported that electronic voting machines are not secure, are hackable, employ secret software that is frequently neither certified nor adequately inspected. The GAO report confirms that, quote, concerns about electronic voting machines have been realized and have caused problems with recent elections, resulting in the loss and miscount of votes, end quote. Now, have you read about this, other than some of the blogs, Brad Blog and Huffington Post and Raw Story? Have you read about this anywhere? Have you read about New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times, Miami Herald, Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, Dallas Morning News, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Detroit Free Press, Have you? Anybody? Hello? Can I see some hands? Have you read about this? You haven't? No, very little coverage? Oh, the Times had a little thing? Remember when we were all told that these are left-wing conspiracies? Oh, my God, now they're talking about stolen votes. Oh, my God, now they're talking about black boxes. They named it black boxes. Oh, these dumbass little liberals, aren't they funny? Oh, they stole you. They stole you. You lost. Get over it. No, we didn't. No reporting. Has Scarborough Country talked about this? I guess he's not mainstream. Has Bob Schieffer on CBS News, has Wolf Blitzer talked about it on CNN? Who's talked about this? Huh? Who in mainstream media has talked about it? Anybody? Hello? No? Not a bit. Okay. Now, I've got to get this out. This is from the LA Times. The Internal Revenue Service, this is from today's New York Times. The IRS has warned one of Southern California's largest and most liberal churches that it is at risk of losing its tax-exempt status because of an anti-war sermon. An anti-war sermon 2 days before the 2004 presidential election, an anti-war sermon. You know, the kind of crap that Jesus used to talk about, right? And some of you people wonder why I say these phony Christians are Christ murderers. They would spit in Jesus' eye. They'd rip his head off. First of all, they'd freak out when they saw he's a dark-skinned man. Rector J. Edwin Bacon of All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena told his congregants during morning services yesterday that a guest sermon by the church's former rector, the Reverend George Regas, on October 31, 2004, had prompted a letter from the IRS. In his sermon back then, Regas, who from the pulpit opposed both the Vietnam War and 1991's Gulf War, Reverend Regas imagined Jesus participating in a political debate with then-candidates George Bush and John Kerry. Regas said that, quote, good people of profound faith, end quote, could vote for either man and did not tell parishioners whom to support. But he criticized the war in Iraq, saying, the Reverend did, that Jesus would have told Bush, quote, Mr. President, your doctrine of preemptive war is a failed doctrine. Forcibly changing the regime of an enemy that posed no imminent threat has led to disaster, end quote. According to the preacher, that's what Jesus would have said. Huh? Now, right away, you can say, well, the audacity of this man saying, trying to put words in Jesus' mouth. But if you go by the historical record, the scant historical record that has come down over 2,000 years about what Jesus said and didn't say, I think the Reverend is onto something here. On June 9th, of this year, the church received a letter from the IRS stating that, quote, a reasonable belief exists that you may not be tax exempt as a church. You see, the federal tax code prohibits tax exempt organizations, including churches, from intervening in political campaigns and elections. Yeah, I know, you're way ahead of me. You're way ahead of me. The right-wing churches can do this. They can beat the living hell. They can kick the asses of their parishioners. They can say, if you vote for John Kerry, we're going to excommunicate you. They can drag Terry Schiavo around by her dead hair and brutalize her corpse in order to influence votes. They can do anything they want. But if this guy quotes what he thinks Jesus might have said, a warning letter from the IRS. The letter went on to say that, quote, this is from the IRS, our concerns are based on the November 1st, 2004 newspaper article in the LA Times and a sermon presented at the All Saints Church discussed in the article, end quote. Now, the IRS cited the LA Times story description of the sermon as, quote, a searing indictment of the Bush administration's policies in Iraq, and noted that the sermon described, quote, tax cuts as inimical to the values of Jesus, end quote. Now, that's what the LA Times said. You know, there was no IRS agent listening in the church. This LA Times said this is what the guy said. So, the letter came. Now, they have a lawyer. I'll get to him in a minute. But the rector of All Saints Episcopal Church, Reverend Bacon, he said, we are so careful at our church never to endorse a candidate. One of the strongest sermons I've ever given was against President Clinton's fraying of the social safety net, he said. Now, on a day, according to LA Times, on a day when churches throughout California took stands on both sides of Prop 73, which would bar abortions for minors unless parents are notified, some at All Saints Church feared the politically active church had been singled out. You think? After the initial inquiry about all this, the church provided the IRS with a copy of all literature given out before the election and copies of its policies, But the IRS informed the church that it was not satisfied by that printed material and would proceed with a formal examination. And soon after that, church officials decided to inform the congregation about the dispute. In an October letter to the IRS, the church's tax attorney and a former head of the IRS tax exempt section said in his letter to the IRS, quote, "It seems ludicrous to suggest that a pastor cannot preach about the value of promoting peace simply because the nation happens to be at war during an election season," end quote. More when we come back.
We welcome you into that peaceful land. Will he forgive the killing, the war, and grab land? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. After a horrible previous week, the unashamed George Bush charged full speed ahead with his radical agenda Monday, nominating arch-conservative Sam Alito to the Supreme Court. Will Bush ever learn? Or, more to the point, will the Democrats learn to win elections? Sure, Bush's poll numbers are at record lows, and half the Republican leadership seems to be indicted or under investigation. But the Republicans are still in power. And until Democrats convince voters that they have a better plan, we'll all be reaping the Republican whirlwind. Earth to Democrats, don't rely on Republican scandals or 10-point programs to win you elections. If Democrats want to win, they need to actively woo voters by articulating superior positions and running authentic, appealing candidates. That's the only thing that'll win elections and put Democrats in the position to determine the national agenda. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement.
To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. So this this pastor Regas at the church said in the sermon that's in question, among other things, he said, quote, President Bush has led us into war with Iraq as a response to terrorism. Yet I believe Jesus would say to Bush and Kerry, quote, war is itself the most extreme form of terrorism. President Bush, you have not made dramatically clear what have been the human consequences of the war in Iraq, end quote. End quote. This is what the Reverend Regas surmised that Jesus might say if he were to sit down with Kerry and Bush. And the thing about the poor, as Pastor Regas said, the religious right has drowned out everyone else. Now the faith of Jesus has come to be known as pro-rich, pro-war, pro-American. And as I wrote at the blog site today, according to church members, the sermon addressed also Jesus' concern for the poor and his advocacy of peace, a peace he felt the world needed even 2,000 years ago. And there, exactly there, is the reason the power of the Bush crime family has descended upon this church. The advocacy of peace over war and caring for the poor rather than ignoring or debasing or killing them. The concepts of peace and caring for the poor are foreign to the Bush thugs. Peace is an obstacle. It's a countervailing force to their lust for war, a war from which they remain far removed, secure in their little fortified offices and armored hideouts, while tens of thousands of innocent people die horribly, blown to pieces by the very latest in American technology and scientific know-how, right? Working and caring for the poor, as Jesus strongly advocated and demanded, is an idea made ludicrous not only by the Bush thugs, but also by the ministers and members of any and every so-called megachurch whose very existence is designed to obliterate as completely as possible the teachings of Jesus and the true meaning of his short, sad ministry. Rather, the new message, demanded by popular acclaim, is the blessedness of the pursuit of money and material wealth, as in that hot-selling Christian book, The Prayer of Jabez. Huh? The audacity of an Episcopal minister in challenging, from the very center of his religious beliefs, challenging the horror of war and the pain of poverty, has attracted the attention of a champion of pure evil, the Bush crime family. It's an astonishing story. When I read it on the Times website today, this can't be. This can't be. It's a 3,500 member church. It's now under scrutiny. It's suffering an IRS investigation because a guest minister had the temerity to suggest that Jesus would have been against war and in favor of helping the poor, the halt, the lame. What was the quote for? As you have done to the least of these, my brothers, you have done it to me. Now, let's assume the Reverend has it all wrong. Jesus obviously was all about the weapons, carpet bombs, and burning phosphorus and killing and starving the poor people and taking their natural resources. And if you don't agree, Truth Seeker, the Bush crime family has an IRS agent that begs to differ. I just wonder how Christians in this country came to be so dazzled by Satan. Whether the Satan is Dobson, Falwell, Robertson, Bush, Cheney. How did you all do that? How did you Christians come to be so... But then again, when I think about what my grandma used to tell me, my Baptist grandmother, this was all predicted. It was all predicted. That the body of Christ would be tempted in such a profane and intense way that the so-called Christians would all turn away anyway. And that's what you all are doing, aren't you, huh? You Christians that have the quotes around your names. And you know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. Remember what Jesus said. Easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the gates of heaven. But, of course, that doesn't mean anything. If you want to read more about this story, go to my blog, airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. And thanks to our associate producer, Dee, for getting it up there. We'll be right back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
You'd think that a fellow who misled the U.S. government into invading another country would not be welcomed in Washington, but not Ahmed Chalabi. His Iraqi National Congress passed plenty of bad information to the Bush administration before the Iraq War. INC-sponsored defectors claimed that Iraq had loads of chemical weapons, mobile biological weapons labs, and a revved-up nuclear weapons program. It was all bogus. But the point was to push the United States to invade Iraq. It worked, and afterward, Chalabi expressed no remorse. "We are heroes in error," he proclaimed. But because of his errors, over 2,000 Americans and many more Iraqis are dead. He should be persona non grata in Washington. Yet he was invited by the American Enterprise Institute to give a talk this week entitled "Democratic Politics at Work in Iraq." Instead, it should be called "I Lied, I'm Sorry," and Rotten Tomatoes should be available at the door. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Are you sick and tired of putting things off? If you've been waiting for the perfect time to end procrastination, your wait is over. Listen closely. I have a way to help you get things done and feel really good about it. Have you ever said to yourself, "I'm such a procrastinator, I am my own worst enemy"? You already know that you'd be more successful if you could just stop procrastinating, complete your projects, finish writing that book, file that huge stack of papers on your desk. You know what I'm talking about. I have a solution. It's fast, it's easy, and it will change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have a method to help you. You'll love to get things done. Do It Now is a hypnosis CD program that will change your inner mind. You'll feel the desire, the happiness, and the exhilaration of getting things done. Read the testimonials on the web at IamSoLazy.com. Imagine being excited about finishing projects, organizing your life, and cleaning your house. Stop the self-sabotage that sucks your energy. Call me now, 877-68-HAPPY. Right now, call me, 877-68-HAPPY. On the web at IamSoLazy.com. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call
toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Although the numbers look smaller on paper, a Pentagon spokesman says there have actually been no decisions made to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Iraq next year. The Pentagon announced today a troop rotation plan that calls for at least 92,000 soldiers through the year 2008. This year, the number of troops is running about 138,000, although right now there are 160,000 U.S. troops in Iraq because of the upcoming elections. Lieutenant Colonel Barry Venable says the announcement today does not envision any reduction from this year's levels. Officials say the actual numbers will probably be considerably larger than the 92,000 figure. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld indicated today the newly announced troop rotation plan does not necessarily reflect plans for how many American troops will be needed in Iraq over the next 2 years. Four American soldiers were killed in a suicide car bombing. The bomber attacked their checkpoint south of Baghdad. The military says the soldiers were assigned to the Army's Task Force Baghdad. The U.S. military earlier said an American soldier was killed by a roadside bomb in Tikrit yesterday, and a Marine was killed along the Syrian border in western Iraq. Five U.S. Army Rangers are being charged with kicking and punching detainees in Iraq. The charges stem from an incident back in September. A statement says three detainees were allegedly assaulted as they waited transfer to a detention facility. The military statement says an investigation was launched immediately after the alleged incident was discovered. Australian authorities say they have stopped what they say would have been a large-scale terror attack. 15 terror suspects were arrested in a string of raids. New South Wales Police Commissioner Ken Moroney tells Australian radio but he's satisfied that they disrupted what he regards as the final stages of a large-scale terror attack. Moroney says 400 officers were involved in these raids. Six men captured in Sydney, nine others in Melbourne. Police are not saying what the terror target was, but they do say it was not the site of next year's Commonwealth Games in Melbourne. The French Prime Minister says curfews are going to be imposed where needed to help stop the rioting that has caused widespread damage across the country. He told a television station, wherever it's necessary, curfews will be enacted under the authority of the Interior Ministry. 9,500 police officers are also being deployed to help stop the violence that has spread to hundreds of towns across France. Five people are still listed as unaccounted for missing after a tornado that leveled a mobile home park in southern Indiana this weekend. Authorities are not sure they were in the area when the twister hit. They're searching a retention pond where they've already found the body of another apparent tornado victim today. At least 22 people died over the weekend. This is Air America Radio News.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Before I get back to the Iraq, the Fallujah, the white phosphorus story, and have a pencil handy because I'm going to give you an email address. You can look at this BBC documentary on what happened in Fallujah. You can see it in its entirety, thanks to Bob, who sent it to me. So get yourself something to write with, okay? And you can write down the... URL to look at this at your leisure. But during the break, got a letter from Suzanne in Los Angeles regarding the story of All Saints Episcopal. Let me just share this with you. Before his retirement in 1996, George Regas, let me back up. That's the guy who gave the original sermon about what Christ might say to Kerry and Bush about war and poverty. Before his retirement in 1996, George Regas was my rector at All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena. In 1987, he wrote a book called Kiss Yourself and Hug the World. I would like to quote some of his introduction. Quote, "We'll do anything to take away those agonizing hurts of life, but the cost is high. For feeling no pain means we no longer feel deeply about anything. So there is no vitality, no vigor, no passion in our lives. And for that we suffer greatly. It is a supreme personal victory when we feel truly, truly feel for people, when we are willing to take the risks of loving another person, even with the possibility that we may be hurt. But many of us are so fearful of the hurts of disappointment that we are willing to deaden our feelings and forego the possibilities of vital, loving, joyful, passionate life." End quote. Suzanne writes, "George Regas is one of the greatest examples of living one's faith I have ever met. Retirement from All Saints did not mean he stopped working. He has traveled the world searching for ways to be a greater witness for peace and justice. The legacy of his ministry lives on in over 100 outreaches at All Saints, including a program that daily feeds homeless and hungry, a skills center for the unemployed, a sanctuary for Central American refugees. The list goes on and on. George has marched and gone to jail for his anti-war convictions during Vietnam and seems to draw strength from his activism. At the root of all this is his deep compassion for humanity, and I have to believe that he and All Saints will come out on top of this contemptible, misguided threat from the Internal Revenue Service. Thanks for mentioning the story on the air, Suzanne, and her last name, Los Angeles. Now, the email address that I want you to take a look at. This is an Italian television production. Here's what it says. This is from the Italian News Service, AKR, a documentary to be aired on Tuesday by Italian state satellite TV channel RAI News 24, alleges that U.S. troops used chemical weapons during their assault on the insurgent stronghold of Fallujah in November last. The documentary, Fallujah, The Hidden Massacre, uses witness accounts from former U.S. soldiers, Fallujah residents, video footage, and photographs to support its claim that, contrary to U.S. State Department denials, white phosphorus was used indiscriminately on the city, causing terrible injuries and death to civilians, including women and children. One former U.S. soldier interviewed by the documentary's director, Sigfrido Ranucci, said, quote, I heard the order being issued to be careful because white phosphorus was being used on Fallujah. In military slang, this is known as Willy Pete. Phosphorus burns bodies, melting the flesh right down to the bone. I saw the burned bodies of women and children, the former soldier adds. The phosphorus explodes and forms a plume. Whoever is within a 150-meter radius has no hope. End quote. A biologist from Fallujah, Mohammed Tarek al-Daraji, tells the Italian documentary's director, quote, a rain of fire came down on the city, and people targeted by the different colored substances began to burn. We found people dead with strange injuries, with their clothes intact. End quote. The evidence in Fallujah, The Hidden Massacre, claims to show the U.S. forces did not use phosphorus in the legitimate way to highlight enemy positions, but dropped the substance indiscriminately on the city and on a massive scale. The documentary also shows the terrible damage wrought by the U.S. bombardment of Fallujah and the carnage to civilians, some of whom were sleeping. Equally disturbing, a document in the report claims to prove that the U.S. forces have used the MK-77 form of napalm, a chemical used with devastating effect on civilians during the Vietnam War, on civilians in Iraq. Italian journalist Giuliana Segrena, you remember her, held hostage in Iraq earlier this year, said during the documentary, quote, I had gathered testimonials on the use of phosphorus and napalm in Iraq from several refugees from Fallujah, and wanted to tell the world about it, but my kidnappers would not allow me to. End quote. The use of white phosphorus and napalm is prohibited by UN conventions. Moreover, the United States signed the Chemical Weapons Convention in 1997. Now, please don't send me an email and ask me for this address, all right? Here it is. Write it down. InformationClearinghouse.info. Okay? InformationClearinghouse.info. I-N-F-O. InformationClearinghouse.info. /article 10907. Article 10907.htm. Okay, let's do it again. InformationClearinghouse.info, I-N-F-O, /article 10907.htm. Thanks to Bob for sending me the link. Now, I looked at the beginning of it during the break, and I believe it's the entire Italian documentary. There it is. If you've got QuickTime video or whatever video you've got, you should be able to see it. One more time on the address, informationclearinghouse.info /article 10907.htm. This is it's just horrible. You know, Bush. Have you got that quote, Kathy? Have you got that quote? All right, let's let me play this. Here's we got time. Weak and stupid. Yesterday, today, denying that the U.S. sanctions torture. Oh yeah, those Abu Ghraib photos were just photoshopped. Reporter says, Mr. President, there's been a bit of international outcry over reports of secret U.S. prisons in Europe for terrorism suspects. Will you let the Red Cross have access to those prisons? And do you agree with Vice President Cheney that the CIA should be exempt from legislation to ban torture?
We are finding terrorists and bringing them to justice. We are gathering information about where the terrorists may be hiding. We are trying to disrupt their plots and plans. Anything we do to that effort, to that end, in this effort, any activity we conduct is within the law. We do not torture.
My God. And some of you people don't like the comparisons to Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot. Anything we do, any activity we conduct is within the law. What law, George? You have stated, you and your pigs have stated that international law is not your concern. Geneva Conventions are what was Gonzalez's words, quaint. You murderous bastard. I'll tell you something, George. You and your crew, eventually, you will have to answer for what you've done to this country and what you've done to God knows how many people outside this country.
Shake off this mortal coil and trade your blood for oil.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, Call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
We were young together. We were on the ball.
We did 21 past the hour. Bodies melted away in front of us. That's according to an American soldier quoted in this Italian documentary. White phosphorus used in the civilian population. That's how the United States took Fallujah. And new napalm. Oh, my God. It says here, white phosphorus was used as a chemical weapon in the rebel stronghold of Fallujah. And it was used not only against enemy combatants and guerrillas, but against innocent civilians. The Americans are responsible for a massacre using unconventional weapons, the identical charge for which Saddam Hussein stands accused. Yeah, I wish I could be more intellectual. I wish I could take 10 paces back from this, like so many of my colleagues in talk radio can do, and report it and discuss it and bring on the experts and so on and so forth. But I can't. You know, this hits me right in the guts. And when I stop and think that this filthy, degenerate human being, Dick Cheney, pushing members of Congress to include a torture clause in the defense spending bill, but it's okay for torture. Oh, you filthy human being. Oh, my God. How do Cheney's daughters deal with this? How would any two... two women, or two men for that matter, deal with the fact that your father is an insane, murderous son of a bitch who wants torture? How could you do that? Stop a second, True Seeker, and think about that. Supposing your mom, your dad, advocated torture of other human beings. I just don't get it. But remember the Fallujah, when the United States attacked Fallujah? Remember how everything was, there was a complete total blackout of news? There were no embedded reporters that went along. No American reporters. No reports to the American people about what our soldiers are doing, what our government is telling our soldiers to go do, and what our soldiers were doing. I find it very difficult to deal with the fact that there's not a man or woman in the United States military who does not understand What constitutes an illegal order? There's not a man or woman in the United States military in a combat zone or riding a desk in the Pentagon who doesn't understand what that soldier's obligation is when an illegal order is issued. And there's not a man or a woman in uniform in Iraq who doesn't understand that the use of napalm and the use of white phosphorus in decimating civilian populations is not a crime against humanity, is not a clear, ambiguity here. It is a war crime. It is a war crime. Now, of course, it's easy to understand why the Bush crime family insisted that the United States not be a party to an agreement that would hold people responsible for war crimes. Because these filthy subhumans knew that this was the tactic that they would use. Incinerating, do you remember, I can remember playing around with phosphorus, not playing around with it, but in my high school chemistry class. In one lab period. And if I remember right, it was a shiny, thin metal. Or am I thinking about something else? And when it was ignited, and if I remember, oxygen ignited it. Am I thinking about something else, Kathy?
I'm more into bio than chemistry, frankly. But phosphorus, I think, is literally, I don't know in other forms, but it is a powder. And the reason we talk about something that phosphoresces is because it's fluorescent or luminescent, bioluminescent or chemically luminescent.
Whatever the substance was that we, our science teacher, toyed with us or showed us the incredible destructive power of it, I assumed it was phosphorus. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. But I've seen enough video of what this stuff does when it gets on your skin. And you know, when it's on your body, you can't put it out. That's why I think I am talking about the right thing, that oxygen and phosphorus, and if somebody will send me an email, or 80 of them, telling me, no, you got a wrong substance there. But it's my understanding that the combination of phosphorus and in a certain solid state and oxygen, or a powdered state, or whatever, and, well, that is a solid state, oxygen causes incredible white-hot surface of the sun burning. All right, quick break here. Our little music thing is screwed up. So let's, we have a break coming up here. And we'll talk about this some more when we come back, all right? This is astonishing. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. How we got money for war and still can't stop hunger. Let me see what I want. I'm afraid if I want to dead. Put my face on the side, you ain't gonna.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, "Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America," unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny, and now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
I
House Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. Okay, I got a bunch of emails now. Y'all can stop. Thanks. Several people have suggested metallic sodium, but no, it is phosphorus. It should be kept under water at all times. And when it mixes, what do we got here? White phosphorus must be handled with great care. It spontaneously ignites in air at about room temperature to form phosphorus pentoxide. That's just straight off Google, and then several emailers have filled us in on the properties of this this chemical, phosphorus. And it's what's in the head of a match, right? But the propensity of phosphorus to stick to the surface that it is dissolving through this intense heat is clearly a reason not to use it on civilian populations or, Jesus, even on soul. I mean, even on your enemy. Is there no? Oh, I don't know. I just don't know anymore. I really don't. I just don't know anymore. Oh, man. But this documentary that is being shown on Italian television tomorrow night, which you can look at, it's all over the internet. Crooksandliars.com or are they .org? I don't know. You'll find it. They have a link to the documentary. You're not going to see this on American television, right? No. Who makes the phosphorus that is used in this instance of melting the people of Fallujah? Who makes it? Does General Electric make it? They own NBC, don't they? I don't know who makes it. Does DuPont? Who makes this stuff? Who makes the, what is the new, what is the new napalm? MK-477 or some such designation? Jellied gasoline. Oh, my God. And oh, that's right. This is a Christian nation. Oh, uh-huh. Yes, indeed. We are a Christian nation, aren't we? The same people who advocate or excuse or turn their eyes away from the use of these sorts of weapons, like James Dobson, like Jerry Falwell, like George Bush, like Pat Robertson, these evil, murderous sons of bitches are also the people who claim to be Christians, who claim to be the followers of Jesus. It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it amazing? And the people who also claim to be followers of Jesus, who listen to these monsters or vote them into office, these monsters, those people, those so-called Christians, apparently have no problem with this kind of utter and absolute destruction of innocent human life. I'll tell you, if your mythology is correct, you people, if your mythology is correct, if your belief system holds up after you are dead and step into the unknown, there is a hell waiting for you that you cannot even comprehend. Because of what you are doing here. You've been warned. Your own avatar warned you about this sort of thing. It's just mind-boggling. People who say they believe and love Jesus and will stand in those swaying masses with their eyes half shut and their arms pointed up to the ceiling of their degenerate church building and wave back and forth, these same people have no problem with the idea of white phosphorus incinerating babies, women, adult men, soldiers, I don't care who it is. But it so happens in Fallujah, that the deaths to the civilian population was extraordinary. How do we know this? We don't know it from American media. We don't know it from this demon Donald Rumsfeld's Defense Department. We know it from journalists like Giuliana, the Italian journalist, Segrena. We know it because of the reports from Robert Fisk writing for the Independent. We know it from the Scottish newspaper. What's the Scottish newspaper? Damn. We know it from the certain parts of the Australian press. We know it from news agencies based in the Middle East. You know, those lying, savage bastards that worship a different God. We know it from their websites, from their news services. And if you have a minister, a visiting minister at a church, an Episcopal church in Pasadena, California, preaching that Jesus may not appreciate this sort of thing, the Internal Revenue Service comes after the church. So where's Robertson and Falwell and Dobson and the rest of these doubles, these cloven-hooved, smelly-breathed demons? Why aren't you defending this Episcopalian church, huh? You filthy, filthy, filthy people. It is difficult, isn't it? Knowing it is difficult for me, knowing that I live in the United States tonight and that my so-called Christian leaders and this corrupt government collude to bring this kind of death and destruction to innocent people. Now, if you want a simple address to go to, the link to the story and the Italian special is up at our blog, airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. And thanks to Dee, our associate producer, for getting it up there. So you can pick it up there. If you're having trouble picking it other places, if just go there. Okay. All right. Let's take some phone calls because I'm just play this again. This is Bush with President Torrijos of Panama. This is today. Weak and Stupid today on his way to a fundraiser in Virginia. We don't torture. Now, those Abu Ghraib photos were just, you know, that was just fraternity hazing, according to this rotten son of a bitch, Rush Limbaugh. That's all. It was just, you know, just same thing as fraternity hazing. And Cheney wants to veto McCain's anti-torture law. Oh, my God. Mr. President, there's been a bit of an international outcry over reports of secret U.S. prisons in Europe. Will you let the Red Cross have access to them? And, sir, do you agree with your vice president that the CIA should be exempt from legislation to ban torture?
We are finding terrorists and bringing them to justice. We are gathering information about where the terrorists may be hiding. We are trying to disrupt their plots and plans. Anything we do to that effort, to that end, in this effort, any activity we conduct is within the law. We do not torture.
Any activity using white phosphorus and jellied napalm, jellied gasoline, on the civilian population of Fallujah, Iraq, according to you, you sick psychopath, that is anything we do in this effort, any activity we conduct is within the law. I cannot get my mind around that. Can you, Truth Seeker? I mean, there's really, I guess, no point in even talking about it because that's who we are. This is what we do. Our news media do not let us know the degree of depravity that this country has sunk to in 5 short years. Oh, I'm not a naif where it concerns what we have done over the past 50 years internationally. I know what we've done, but nothing like this that I'm aware of, unless it was some of the atrocities we committed in Vietnam. But didn't we decide that that wouldn't happen again? Didn't everybody determine that the indiscriminate murder of 2 million people in Southeast Asia for no reason whatsoever was kind of like the apogee of the sorts of atrocities that we as a society were willing to commit against people of another society? Hadn't we decided that? Didn't we? I mean, is there no limit? Is there no limit to the depravity that this country can be taken to? There has to be, isn't there? I mean, this is America. This is the United States of America. Is there not some limit to what we will do? Oh, Jesus.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things-to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Take my hand. Break my spine. Make me smile. Every time I've
it's about 9 before the hour. Sydney writes, Mike, if the Fallujah story is true, and I'm sure it is, he writes, or she writes, why hasn't this story broken wide open? Why has not some decent reporter decided to report on this story? I don't get it. Signed, Sydney. We don't live in a country, Sydney, where we have a free and independent press or media. Sometimes it appears we do. When you read Frank Rich's columns or you read Maureen Dowd's columns of late or you read Paul Krugman's columns, all of these are in the New York Times, you get the impression, when you read some of the writers at the Washington Post, the columnists, you get the impression we live in a free, we have a free press, but we do not. And this news story, this is not a new story. Fallujah? Come on, for Christ's sake. Fallujah! What was that, Kathy, a year ago? I remember sitting here, either on this network or the one I used to work for, talking about what was going on in Fallujah. Nobody called in. Nobody said, yeah, Mike, what, you know, and all I had access to were the same sources you have access to. I can remember sitting here talking about, my God, what we're doing in Fallujah. We have closed it off. Nobody's allowed in. The sons of bitches are going in there with explosives that are wiping out civilians. How did I know about that? Well, that's right. Blogging from inside Fallujah. Remember that? The Iraqis who had access to a laptop before that ended. And they were writing every night. Every minute they were sending stuff out. And not just on this program. Democracy Now!, other places were reporting, other websites. Verbatim from the people inside Fallujah. And what did the establishment say? Ah, that's communist lies. That's not true. That's not true. We don't do that. We're the good guys. We don't do that. These are Islamic radicals. These people are lying. Remember what we hit first when we went to Fallujah? Well, these reports came out in so-called mainstream media. We hit the hospitals first. Remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? We blew up the hospitals first. Son of a bitch. That's what we've become. Can you believe this? No, I don't mean you. You haven't become that. Neither have I. This is what the leadership of this country, and my question is the same as this every night. Is it going to take, in this country, what's happening in France, even as we speak, and what appears to be spreading? Is it going to take riots and burning and chaos and disorder in 300 American cities? Well, what's it going to take? people of good faith, even a few Republicans, if you can believe that, are beginning to understand, are beginning to accept what the Bush crime family is doing. You and I have been talking about this for how long? How long? Jesus, how long we've been talking about this, huh? And it's conspiracy theories. How long we've been talking about this? How long have you been talking about it with people you know? And I don't just mean this program. There are other people on the air who are talking about this on Air America, rat-holed away in other little outposts of liberal talk. You know who they are. You know who they are. At some point, you know, a year ago, wasn't it, Kathy, over a year ago, we were talking about a tipping point. There has to be a tipping point, an ethical or moral tipping point in any given situation where if it is a confrontation between good and evil, if you want to consider those concepts. I know a lot of folks don't consider a concept like good versus evil, that's just malarkey. And it probably is, but let's pretend for just a moment. You know, let's step out of the Buddhist mode and instead of just observing and saying, well, that it just is, it's not good or evil, it just is. Let's step away from that just for a second. If there is such a thing as good versus evil, if there is some cataclysmic, universe-wide struggle between order and entropy, if good and evil, fire and ice, up and down. Do you realize where we are at this present moment on that continuum, on that good-evil struggle continuum? And do you also realize, and this is the part that is frightening to me, I don't know about you, but it's frightening to me, if the laws of physics do apply, if simple Newtonian physics of action-reaction apply, or karma, or balance, or Jesus saying, or whoever said it, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Who said that? Moses? Jesus? Sharon? Who said it? If any of that is true, if any of it is true, the karmic debt that the leaders of this country are building is beyond comprehension. It's beyond comprehension. It's going to be like an invisible whip the size of, I don't know, Halley's Comet.
On Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold. Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. He didn't name any names, but in a clear stab at Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, President Bush, visiting Brazil Sunday, called on Latin Americans to boldly defend strong democratic institutions and, as he put it, reject any drift back to the days of authoritarian rule.
A country that divides into factions and dwells on old grievances cannot move forward and risks sliding back into tyranny.
Bush's remarks came after Chavez, the leftist leader of Venezuela and friend of Cuba's Fidel Castro, spent the past 2 days criticizing the United States at the Summit of the Americas in Argentina. Heavily armed police officers wearing bulletproof vests outnumbered the 150 or so demonstrators who protested in Brazil with banners saying, Fora Bush, or Get Out Bush. About 40 students also participated in a sit-in at a local McDonald's that they called a symbol of U.S. capitalism. In Iraq, a second day of fighting between U.S. Marines and al-Qaeda-led militants along the Syrian border, U.S. and Iraqi troops battled insurgents house-to-house in Husayba, a market town along the Euphrates River, about 200 miles northwest of Baghdad. The U.S. commander of the joint force, Colonel Stephen Davis, told the Associated Press late Sunday his troops had moved about halfway through the town. He said at least 36 insurgents had been killed since the assault began Saturday, and about 200 men have been detained. Davis would not comment on U.S. and Iraqi government casualties, but he said the militants were putting up a tough fight because he said this area is near and dear to the insurgents, particularly the foreign fighters. The Americans hope the Husayba operation, codenamed Operation Steel Curtain, will help restore enough security in the area so the Sunni Arab population can participate in December 15th national parliamentary elections. However, in Baghdad, the head of the largest Sunni Arab political party sharply criticized all military operations directed against civilian targets, as he put it, because he said they lead to the killing of innocent people and the destruction of towns and cities. Elaine Onido of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, lost her home to Hurricane Katrina August 29th. That was devastating enough, but losing her son in Iraq just 2 months later, that was unimaginable. First Lieutenant Robert Onido Sikorsky, 33 years old, was on foot patrol Monday west of Baghdad when he was killed by a roadside bomb. Onido's sister, Eloise Kinja, said she felt betrayed that while Onido Sikorsky was fighting for his country and ultimately giving his life, his family was battling the Federal Emergency Management Agency for temporary shelter. What more does she have to give to the country, asked Kinja. She gave her only son. Well, the governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, and Democratic Congressman Gene Taylor have done the right thing. Just one day after the Associated Press reported Onido Sikorsky's death and the struggles of his family, Mrs. Onido received a mobile home, power and water immediately connected. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Seven past the hour. We need to do some phone calls now. If you've been on hold, patiently waiting for a chance to share your point of view, now's the time. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's just jump right into it here. Mary is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Mary, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I haven't talked to you in ages.
Oh, that's true. You haven't, Mary.
Yeah. You know, I recall the firebombing of Dresden. The phosphorus was mixed with magnesium, and it could not be put out. It had to burn itself out. You couldn't put water on it. You couldn't smother it with sand or anything else. And this has been done before. Mm-hmm. And as you say, it burns the light right through the flesh and bone of the human beings that are even near it. A little piece of that, when it explodes, and you're gone.
It's
now, the other thing that I'd like to mention is this Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, to me, this is the setting of a jackbooted police state for them to pry into your privacy. Over 30,000 people, they want a dossier on, and for what? Care to comment?
Well, because they can, because it is becoming a police state. Bush has, I don't know if you heard that part today on the news, Bush has put this country into deeper debt in terms of borrowing than all 42 presidents who preceded him in the history of the United States. This rat bastard has done it in 4 years, Mary, 5 years. $1.05 trillion. That's $1,000 billion. It's $1 million billion. $1 trillion. That's what this guy has indebted us. Now, when those notes come due, there's no way in hell that that kind of money can be produced. It'll be just like what we do, what the International Monetary Fund does to so-called third world countries. The third world countries get deeply, deeply in hock to the IMF, and then the IMF says, okay, we want at least the interest. So close your schools, stop your social services, stop everything. No more bridge and road repair. Nothing. Your people go to work for us. We'll pay what you want, and it's called slavery. Now that's what that's what they have in mind. That's the only rationale, Mary, that I can find for this Bush crime family to have accumulated in 5 years equal amount of debt that 234 years produced prior to Bush stealing the first election. It's astonishing.
Now the other factor, I wouldn't have had the nerve to go to Panama with what they did with Manuel Noriega, who didn't have a trial. Where is he?
Well, Torrijos, the guy we have in there now, that's our puppet. Manuel Noriega is still in a Miami jail.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's been sitting there for what, 10 years, 12 years?
One of these secret places.
Well, no, I think it's Miami Detention Center. Unless they moved him. But that's, you know, he was tried and found guilty of something. I guess he just didn't kiss George Herbert Walker Bush's butt any longer and threatened to say, you know, the CIA was involved in the transshipments of drugs from Colombia through Panama into the United States. He was ready to talk about it, so we decided, okay, time to invade. Who was it that said, yeah, Noriega's a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch? Who said that? Was that Pappy Bush? Was that Nixon?
Probably.
Noriega was a former CIA asset. Not even an asset. He worked for the CIA.
Absolutely.
So where's Noriega? He's in prison. This new guy, Trujillo's, or whatever his name is, he's next. He'll go to prison someday.
Well, I hope it's soon, because I don't think this nation can tolerate much more of these type of police state actions. I really feel sorry for the average American who is not attuned to what is going on, who gets their news from the daily paper, corporate news, that is.
That's very true. Mary, thanks for checking
in.
I appreciate hearing from you. Maybe it is time for those of us who have adult children to start suggesting to our children that they might check the internet job search engines for employment or a place to live overseas. Although I don't know where do you go at this point? To the Pampas? Do you go to South America? Where do you go? It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. I have to admit, kind of scary. Brandon is calling from Dallas, Texas. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Don't you think it's odd that our dear me is given a half-assed job of covering the crisis in France at a time we're fighting Islamofascism?
What do you think is going on in France?
Well, they're downplaying it. They're it's on the verge of a civil war.
Okay, well, talk to me about that. You know, let's forget. You and I can't depend on media in America to tell us anything. What do you think is going on in France, though?
I believe it's getting out of control, and if the French don't get control of it, it could be serious trouble. It could be overthrow France.
What's causing it, do you think, Brandon?
Well, Islam is not compatible with other cultures.
Do you think it's Islam, or do you think
Islam rather?
Really? Do you think it? Is there a possibility it could be the ghettoization of people because of their religion or their skin color? My understanding is that the people who took to the streets, their religion may be Muslim, but a lot of them are African or South Asian or Middle Eastern. And because of the ghettoization that they have dealt with since coming to France, You know, they're not allowed to practice their religion. And in this country, if somebody wants to wear the scarf, they can wear the scarf. In France, a law was passed that said if you're a student, a Muslim student, by God, when you walk into school, you're not going to wear the headscarf. Now, they didn't say to Christians, take off your crosses, or to Jews, take off your Stars of David. But they did say to the Muslims, take off your headscarf. We don't want to see it.
Yeah, but
now, that's just one little tiny example. I'm not defending Islam. I think Islam, like Judaism and Christianity, is really evil stuff when you get right down to it. I'm not defending Islam. Not at all. Not at all. But I'm just saying, let's try to understand what's happening. I guess maybe we shouldn't try to understand why 300 towns and cities in France are in flames tonight. Maybe we shouldn't try to understand it. But please don't write it off as Islamofascism. Islamofascism is responsible for a lot of stuff, just like Christian fascism is. But I don't think necessarily that this is the case in France. Maybe it is. But like you said at the beginning of your phone call, Brandon, how in the hell are we supposed to know since we don't get any information?
I don't know, but it's very serious to me. And
it is. It is indeed.
If we don't watch it, it could happen here.
You know what? You know what? Well, I don't think it will happen here because Islamic people are not suppressed in this country the way they are in Europe. Now, not that George Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest of these monsters wouldn't like to suppress them. But so, and not that the, you know, the Christian fascists in this country, they would like to suppress America's Muslims, but so far it hasn't happened on a grand scale. Yes, it has happened right after September 11th when 1,000 people who believed in Islam were busted and questioned and held and detained. But it's not as bad yet. It's coming. You're right. It's coming. It's going to come to this country. It's going to explode all over the globe, thanks to George Bush, thanks to Bill Clinton, thanks to Pappy Bush, thanks to every American administration who never, ever, ever took the time to say to the Islamic people, yeah, we're going to get out of your countries. We're going to get our military out. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Send gunships into Bethlehem or just to
reach the... This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold. This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, Ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
For a liberal helping of truth, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Back to your phone calls. Jeff is calling from Syracuse, New York. Jeff, welcome to the program. Hey, Jeff. Can we not get Jeff? All right, let's put Jeff on hold. Don't lose him, because I do want to hear what Jeff has to say. All right, Jeff, call back in. Maybe we can get you again. Andy is calling from New Jersey. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's an honor and a privilege. I just wanted to bring to your attention the fact that regardless of the international law situation, torture is a federal crime. Somehow our liberal media has neglected to inform us of this. I've actually posted the law and the links to it on your Air America blog.
Mm-hmm.
But to summarize, it defines torture the way you would expect. Torture is an act committed by a person acting under the color of law specifically intended to inflict severe physical or mental pain or suffering upon another person within his custody. It goes on.
But wait, George Bush says we don't do that.
Well, you know, as you say, we've got pictures.
Yeah.
What's really interesting, and I think why we may be seeing them denying it and acting desperate, is the penalties if the person dies when they're tortured is death or life imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
The jurisdiction is anywhere it's committed by a national of the United States and committed by anybody present in the United States. It occurred to me in coming across this, if you remember when they had the congressional hearings and the FBI agents testified that they walked into the room and witnessed this kind of behavior and then walked out of the room.
Right.
So we have the FBI ignoring a death penalty offense or a potential death penalty offense being committed in front of them.
But now we know that that was under direct instructions from, first, John Ashcroft, and second, Donald Rumsfeld.
Right. Well, I was only issuing orders. Right?
Yeah. It's astonishing, just astonishing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Nuremberg principles mean nothing to these people. scary. And as I say, where is the media on this? I mean, it took me 5 minutes just to find this out on a search on the government's website.
Yeah.
The silence is deafening.
It is, and the silence itself is a crime. It's just unbelievable. Hey, listen, Andy, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, Bill, okay? Take care. Now, Jeff is called back from Syracuse. Let's try again. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks.
Yeah.
I kind of just wanted to talk about the fact that I'm convinced that there's a distinct danger that the Bush administration will try to expand the war. And I think that they've made that very clear, that they have their sights set on that. I think they put more, obviously, thought into that than...
Syria. Yeah, they've already begun the process of turning Syria into the next thing. You know, not that Syria is some paradise of freedom and justice, but no matter, Syria is next on the hit list. I do believe. I don't think they're ready to go for Iran. I think Rumsfeld is still trying to convince the Israelis to attack Iran.
Right.
But Syria is going to be for us, because Syria will be easy to defeat in much the same way that the Republican Guard was in Iraq back in 1992. And the war planners, the chicken hawks in the U.S. Defense Department know that Syria will be fairly easy to destroy and annihilate, whereas Iran, being well-armed, well-organized, a very good and intact internal system, will be a little bit more difficult. So they'll leave that up to aerial bombardment or tactical nukes with the Israeli Air Force, and the Americans will take the easier of the two. That would be Syria. I mean, if there's a scenario, that's it.
Yeah, but who knows what will erupt? A world war?
Yeah. Well, are you kidding? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Only it's not going to be a world war like we planned for 50 years against the Soviets, with tanks rumbling out of Eastern Europe across the valleys of Germany. That's not going to be the kind of world war. The only thing that this Bush thug has said that has been close to the truth, and he's responsible for it, is we are now in the new war. This is the new warfare of the 21st century. You're damn right. It's going to be urban warfare, it's going to be guerrilla warfare, and it's going to be done with the kinds of explosives and death and destruction that is just going to strike fear.
You know, by what authority? You know, I mean, the American public has turned against this one war that we're in Iraq.
By what authority does Bush continue?
Yeah, he says
God.
Well, this is what I'm getting at. I mean, there's huge questions about the elections. Who is going to die? Troops, American troops. At what point do the military commanders in the Pentagon, not the civilian corporate criminals, Rumsfeld and likewise, but at what point do the military commanders start considering the fact that we may all need to be protected, troops, American people, the safety of the world from a world war?
Yeah, Jeff, that's an excellent question, and I don't know. Neither you nor I have a clue. God help us if that question is ever really brought out and answered by the power in this country. Jeff, I have to leave it there. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to your yourself or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Well, yeah, when you try to do religious conflict, religious issues, religio-political issues, you stick your foot in your mouth a lot. I do that every night, so the night would not be complete without a couple of emails. This is from Frank. You are wrong on the scarf, cross, Star of David issue. The French banned all of those symbols in schools. The Christians and Jews bitched but did nothing. The Muslims shrieked and rioted at the time and now are rioting full scale. Check out the facts. There are serious cultural differences between Western Christians and Jews and Eastern Muslims. That is the problem. And no amount of reconciliation and understanding, he's got quotes around those two words, are going to change this. They will have to change, or us, both on a spiritual level and a governmental level, since both are outgrowths of our respective religions. I opt for us, Frank. Well, then you opt for never-ending slaughter. We haven't learned anything since the Crusades, have we? Okay, well, that's fine. Thanks, Frank. This is from Hosea. The subject line is, Buddhists do know the difference between good and evil. Dude, love you, but you stated something like Buddhists didn't deal with good and evil, but we do. I practice, Nick can't even begin to pronounce it, a form of Buddhism that recognizes good and evil, and acting appropriately is a big part of our practice. Thanks, Hosea. Okay. I'm sorry to generalize. I do it all the time on this program, right? Especially where it concerns, well, no, I don't. No, I don't. I did in these two instances, though. Apparently, it is certainly where it concerns Buddhism. It's my understanding that Buddhists did not make so-called moral judgments, because the central tenet of Buddhism is that you are doing what you are determined to do, that you are traveling, you are working your dharma, you are experiencing your karma, And someone screaming and writhing in agony on the side of the road is to be acknowledged and walked past, because that person is, you know, whatever. That's an extreme example, but and I understand the risk in intermingling religion and politics, especially in the age of Bush. I understand. Tom is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Tom, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
Good work. I called about something earlier, but just to comment on this religious thing, that minister you mentioned early.
Uh-huh.
Historically, I heard a Billy Graham interview after the 2004 election, and it was a week after, and he said, I'm a Democrat, I'm a lifelong Democrat, I feel that the principles of the Democratic Party are the principles of Jesus. Why didn't you say anything about it? He was asked, nobody asked me. Now, just imagine if this guy had said that the week before the election.
Billy Graham said that?
Yes, exactly. It was on your own Air American station. Someone had an interview, and it was on broadcast on one of the stations.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Very far out. So these guys went after this guy. Are they going to go after Billy now? It's a little humor. What I called about was to tell your audience and your person that answers, your screener or whatever, said that there was a movie with Sean Penn, but I was doing some searches on the net, and I found a mention of Samuel Bick, who was the tried to kill Nixon back in 1974, And this totally debunks, his act totally debunks this, no one ever imagined using airplanes to go into, fly into a building as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
His whole intent was to hijack a plane and crash into the White House and kill Nixon. This was 1974, apprehended by the Secret Service.
Right.
So this is just historical evidence that these people are full of crap.
Yeah, I you get an argument from me. They understood. Condoleezza Rice saying, "Well, we had no idea." That's an absolute lie.
Exactly.
Or else Condoleezza Rice is the most ignorant national security advisor at the time ever to occupy that particular position. Which,
right.
Now that you think about it, that's the truth. I mean, all these people are duplicitous. They lie and they're ignorant, and it's a terrible combination.
Well, the reason I'm mentioning this is to give your listeners some information when they come against these ignorant Republicans. Like when I'm standing in the grocery line nowadays, I just say, any Republicans here? I'm willing to debate you. What do you want to talk about? I'm in their face all the time. Of course, I'm Irish, too, and I'll leave it with an anecdote. You might have seen Dennis Leary, and he said one night on a talk show, he goes, you know, I used to think I have a lot of opinions and had a lot of facts and was really interested and concerned. Then I went back to Ireland and found out, I'm just Irish.
Yeah, right. Thanks,
so,
Tom.
I'm with you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Tom. A little bit quick on the disconnect there, folks. But thanks, Tom. I appreciate what you had to say. Lynn is calling from Atlanta. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wanted to thank you for your bringing up that all of this is happening in our name, and that's the part that's just so unbearable.
It is. It is indeed.
Yeah, and I went to the World Can't Wait thing and had posters really about that, and now I'm putting them up in my yard, and the one I have up now says, why are you silent? We are torturing and I don't remember what other, murdering people, you know, killing people worldwide. It's being done in our name. Why are you silent?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I really don't understand.
I don't either. This is a hard one to get your mind around. It really is. The same question could have been asked about our involvement in Southeast Asia in the 60s.
Yeah.
But the difference, I think, was back then a lot of people in the United States could plead ignorance. You know, that was 40 years ago, and the way information was passed around was entirely different. There was no internet. There was no way to make contact with people inside Hue or inside Saigon or inside any North or South Vietnamese city. Now, with instant communication, cell phones, blogs, internets, internet hookups, I should say, it's impossible not to know the truth. You have to.
But you know what's upsetting is that with Vietnam, we were in the streets about Vietnam. We really did hit the streets about.
Well,
we
it took
know.
Five. It took
well,
five.
Well, we cared better.
I know, but you've got to remember the biggest demonstration, the demonstrations against Vietnam didn't start until about 5 years into that war, 1969.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those demonstrations were not happening in 65 or 66 or 67 or even 68. It wasn't until 1969 that the big demonstrations began. But nobody in America now can plead ignorance. Nobody can say, we don't know what's going on. We didn't know. It took a long time for the atrocity at My Lai in Vietnam to work its way into the consciousness of mainstream America.
Yeah.
Because the military's job was to suppress that information, and the press didn't know that much about it, and it took a long time. What happened in Fallujah, we were getting reports on Fallujah the day it was happening. So nobody in the United States now has the luxury or the criminality of being able to say, no, well, I didn't know. I had no idea. I didn't know this was being done in our name.
Right.
That's what makes it so terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and to just think, like, we're responsible, but people are silent. I don't know. I just really don't know, but I appreciate that you've brought it up, and I appreciate the way you're talking about it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Lynn. Thanks for checking in.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care. We've got three open lines if you want to get in here. 866-303-2270. Now we have four open lines. Michael is calling from California. Michael, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, hi, Michael. I'm really glad that I started listening to you. What concerns me is the economic crimes that have been committed by the Bush crime family against some of the people in this country, like especially those that provide some of the software innovations and other things that have been made us leaders and really made us a good country. And what bothers me is I live here in Silicon Valley, and I see, besides myself, I see so many people who have stretched their credit to the limit. The survival jobs that you could depend on when times were bad don't exist anymore. And I guess that's all I wanted to say. I haven't heard a lot of that said recently. And
it's so difficult.
A lot of people don't talk about it.
It is difficult for me to focus on those economic issues. I do understand, and I'm aware, just like you are, of the potential for a real collapse. You know, everybody says, nah, you're crazy. We're producing jobs. Unemployment's down to 5%. Everything's fine. Yada, yada, yada. But when you take a look at the ratio of debt to savings, even though the United States has never been much for saving, but now it's a negative number. When you take a look at indebtedness as a function of this hot house market, this inflated house market, where you have here in Georgia, I know it's a lot different where you are, but here in Atlanta, a house that's worth $150,000, you're not going to touch unless you're willing to spend $600,000. That same house in California, in Silicon Valley, would cost $2 million. So I agree with you. I know there's a reckoning coming, Michael, that could put this country into a depression unlike any we've ever known. I agree with you. All right. Well, listen, thanks for bringing those issues up. I appreciate it, Michael. Take care. All right? You have a nice evening.
Yeah.
We'll be back to your phone calls in just a second. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Working-class hero is something to be. A working-class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. You know, the United States is weak.
Murder in this town.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our production crew tonight, our engineers Justin Yuen and Zach Marsh in New York City, D. Neal, our associate producer, answered your calls. She also maintains our blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Thanks also to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, who does White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and our moderators at MikeMalloy.com, especially in the nosebleed section over there. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. All right. David is calling from Cincinnati. David, welcome to the program.
Hello there.
Hey, Dave.
I just wanted to tell you, first of all, I stay up late just because I really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you.
But I have to disagree with you on something about what's going on in France.
Sure,
and
do it.
It's not as simple as people are just saying, well, these people are being segregated. Granted, they are segregated financially, but there are several Muslims who are extremely wealthy who live in the 5th and 7th in Paris. I used to live there in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And there is segregation based on what people can afford. But I can remember when I was working at the Pasteur Institute, I lived in Pontin, which was the city, in just north of the city, north of Paris. And they had about 15% Muslim people living there, and they wanted to limit it because they did not want to become a ghetto. And the government said, no, people have the right to live where they want. Well, the Muslims who moved to France wanted to have a neighborhood of their own, apparently, because they were more comfortable having Muslim stores, Muslim mosques, the whole nine yards. And so it became a ghetto. A lot on the people's own motivations, and there was no way to stop it.
Okay,
also,
well, let me just break in, because when I use the term ghettoization, I'm not referring to it in the way you are. Here in the United States, Arab speakers A lot of them, millions, or, all right, my tens of thousands settled around Dearborn, Michigan.
Right.
If you go to Dearborn, Michigan, and don't speak Arabic, you might need somebody to explain the signs to you. But there is a difference between a so-called ghetto with quotes around it, something that people, an area people move into simply because they appreciate, especially if they're in a new country, they appreciate their own. There's a difference between that and the political term ghettoization, which is what I was referring to. When people are and I'm not making an argument for the Muslims. I believe people who act and react based on their strictly on their religious belief are borderline psychotic. I don't care what the religion is. But the point that I have been hearing from foreign broadcasters, not the United States, I wouldn't believe a single U.S. broadcaster. What I'm hearing from the foreign media, though, is that the ghettoization of young African people who practice Islam, South Asian people who practice Islam, what I am hearing is that it is more than just the religion. It is their skin color. It is the way they look. In other words, it's good old-fashioned racism. But couple racism with religious bigotry, you have an economic suppression, you have the potential for an explosion that will rip your society completely off its moorings. Now, I don't think anybody is suggesting a simplistic explanation for this, as you suggested at the beginning of your phone call. I don't think anybody's suggesting that.
Right. But the point that I was just going to make, though, is because of this selective ghettoization, the as you described them, the South Africans, et cetera, were put themselves together, and they would not accept the imposed government secularization of the rest of the society.
Well, I understand and that. I understand that. In much the same way, for example, that the Lubavitcher Jews
right,
do.
Right, the Hasids, yes.
In New York, same thing. But,
and in the Marais in Paris, they do that also.
Right, but people who cluster around a religious a circle or a social or an economic thing because they're in a culture that they don't necessarily agree with, I often wonder why immigrants go to the United States or go to France or go to Germany if they are then going to simply want to destabilize and corrupt the population or the society that they've freely chosen to come to. I don't understand that. But the government of France, like the government of the United States, like any government that is interested in one thing only, maintaining its position of power, it operates only within the framework of self-interest. Those governments can set up the situation that brings these things about. It's not just spontaneous. I hate France. I'm a Muslim. I think I'll go out and burn hundreds of cars.
Well, may I just comment and say this, and that is that unfortunately, and I'm not putting them down because that's their lifestyle, but they have chosen to maintain a very strong religion. I think you've described it as psychotic. I don't want to judge. But
all religions, to me, at a certain point become psychotic.
Right,
because they believe in fantastic stuff, invisible stuff, weird stuff, people jumping around cloud to cloud and talking snakes. I think all of it is nutsy. David, I'm sorry, pal. I have to leave it there. No, we're out of time. I have to cut you off right now. I apologize, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. The clock just devours us all. For those of you on hold, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. You got to call in earlier, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. Don't forget to vote. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris. The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free...